Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Item number eight.
Item number eight from the Superintendent, House of Correction, requesting authorization to grant an extension to an existing contract with Aramark Correctional Food Services for the provision of food service at the county correctional facilities for the period of January 1st, 2014 to December 31st, 2014 in the amount of $3,321,767.
Good morning. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. We had discussed this in the previous meeting, but this is a one-year extension to the current food service contract, which will allow us to do an RFP process for 2014 and come back to you then with a new contract for subsequent years. There is a significant savings in this in that there's a reduction of 3 cents per meal, which will save approximately $85,000. They're also included in this is an inmate program that they're going to run at no cost to the county, that if we were paying for that, that would be over $15,000 per year to run that program. So basically what this is, it's extending the contract that we currently have for 1 year, which will give us more time to do an RFP process.
Thank you, Superintendent. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is, what was the program that you discussed that they're throwing in?
It's an in-to-work program. In addition, we do have inmates who are assigned to work in the kitchen, but additionally to working in the kitchen, they're going to be getting practical instruction in food service. And if they successfully complete the program, they'll get a certificate from Aramark, which is a nationally recognized company, saying they've been trained in food services, and hopefully this will assist them in finding employment once they're released from custody.
Gotcha. I move for approval.
Supervisor Bowen moves approval of item number eight. Moves to approve item number eight. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that item eight has been brought forward. Obviously, item nine was the original item, a three-year contract, and that was just not acceptable to me in the no-bid situation. I will vote for this one-year contract because I think that's where we're at in the process. It's necessary. But the last time it was before us, was there not a DBE question? That there was some problem that they were working through?
There was an issue raised by Supervisor Mayo, and basically I do know that the Aramark staff has met with the DBE personnel. We did get, in fact, we were in, was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
We had a conversation with them yesterday, and they told us verbally that they approved the process, that they were, in fact, their quote was, they were all right from their end as far as the DBE issue. I don't have anything in writing, though.
Okay. Well, I'll go along for now, but I think as we go through the next RFP process, I think that, you know, that should not be taken lightly, and I hope that it'll be given greater scrutiny.
And I've said in the past that it was very much a sticking point last time this contract was before us years ago, and so the DBE component is something that is very important to a good number of members on this board. So you have assurances from the DBE representatives that the contract should go forward, is what I heard you say?
That's the input we received from them, correct, that we should move forward with the extension.
Okay.
From DBE?
Correct.
Supervisor Stamper. Thank you, Superintendent.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to clarify, was it the DBE department or was it the Aramark who assured him that it was DBE?
It would be the vendor, the DBE vendors associated with this contract.
Right, but have you run it by the department?
Correct. We received an email from Dr. Anthony approving and telling us to go ahead with the extension, that he was satisfied with the work that Aramark was doing to meet their goal.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Good morning, Ms. Jackson.
Ms. Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
I'm sorry, I do have one follow-up on that. So the fiscal note says that it had CBDP review, but then it almost looks like there was a footnote or something. Do you have the fiscal note in front of you? Do you see what that is? What does that refer to? Is there a Is there a notation or a...
It was reviewed for the 3-year, and then when I had put the paperwork through on the 1-year, I hadn't gone back. I realized I hadn't gone back to him at that point, but then I did go back to him to verify that he was okay with the 1-year.
Does everyone see what I'm talking about? Well, okay. All right, I'm fine for now. But.
Okay, if there are problems, eventually we surely will hear from them about them, I should say.
Do we have a motion for approval?
Yes. Supervisor Bowen, move to approve. Do we have any other comments, questions, concerns? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Excused.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item number 8 is approved.
Thank you.